Now, listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a biology class. Okay, so scientists have seen this happen with certain monkeys, like, for instance, a species of monkey that lives in Japan. These monkeys live together, several dozen living together in a group, and in these groups, the stronger males are always first in line for the best food. If a weaker male monkey were to approach the lead males by himself when they're eating to try to get some food, the stronger males might get angry and try to hurt it. So the weaker males have to wait until the stronger males have eaten, and thus don't end up getting as much food. But what a weaker male will sometimes do is, it'll actually borrow one of the babies in the group, a baby monkey, from its mother. It'll pick up the baby monkey and carry it along when it goes over to the lead males to try to get some food. And, remarkably, when the weaker male monkey has the baby monkey with it, the stronger monkeys allow the weaker male to get closer, maybe even share some of the food they're eating, and won't try to hurt it.